My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 24th of July 2009 at 7:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Yeah, my full name is Andrew Michael Ward, date of birth 1st of the 12th, 65. Born in Blackburn in Lancashire, but I've come down today from Stockton, which is in the northeast.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth
plinth? Okay at the moment. I'm sure I'll be feeling quite anxious in about half an hour. At the moment, my overriding emotion is one of tiredness, which is probably quite good in a way because it's detracting from any nerves at the moment. So I'm looking forward to getting into a bed and sleeping after, because I think I've been like buzzing about this for the past 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm sure I shall collapse with exhaustion afterwards.
How did you first hear about the project?
It's funny because I've just filled in the questionnaire and I honestly can't remember. I know it was on the internet because I remember applying straight away and sending off I think it was a stamped addressed envelope, £1.8p, something like that. I can't honestly remember. It would be either in the form of an email to do with Anthony Gormley, or maybe I just saw it when I was browsing through Sky Arts and Sky website in general.
What inspired you to apply?
Two things, I suppose. I have always liked Anthony Gormley. I live in North East, and yeah, we've got the Angel of the North. I came down, I used to live in London. I visit London quite a lot. Came to London a couple of years ago to see Blind Light at the Haywood, which was very, very moving, very exhilarating, and went with a friend of mine, and yeah, nearly had a panic attack in the middle of the white cube, the glass cube that was filled with smoke. But with the figures, just very, very, it's very difficult to put things like that into words, just very moving on a sort of spiritual sort of level without sounding too arty-farty, but very, very moving. So that would be the first bit. And secondly, I've always been quite sort of artistic, creative, but never done anything about it. Weirdly enough, I did my Art A level in the same year as Damien Hirst, and we both got the same grade. He got an E, I got an E. I went on to become a nurse, and Damien did something else. Can't remember what he did. I've sort of always enjoyed being creative, sort of with writing and drawing, but it's very much been for me and an audience of one, which is me. And I just thought, what the heck, you know, I'm sure it's been said 1,000 times before, but yeah, it's a unique opportunity. And my little boy, who's 6 years old, will be turning up very shortly, and I'm sure that something like this will stay in his memory, and I hope he'll be very proud of his daddy, and there'll not be many people who can say, I've watched my daddy sit on a lavatory in the middle of Trafalgar Square, so I'm doing it for him as well.
So it's a good time to ask, what exactly will you be doing on the plinth?
Well, I shall be taking up my lavatory, which has got a couple of, it's got one contract which I'm trying to sort out now with what to do with bubbles coming out of the correct hole at the back. I've also got a few placards which I was going to print off, but unfortunately I had problems last night, so I've had to handwrite them all, which is why I was up so late. And I've also got specially made and designed by myself t-shirts, which hopefully I'll be able to change every few minutes, and a little tribute to Tracy Emin. Not a big fan of her work, but she did used to write an article in The Independent, which I loved reading. And I've also got a little tent to go up there as a tribute to Tracy. And a little meerkat, because her idea for the plinth was to have a family of meerkat there. So just a little tribute to Tracy.
And what kind of things do your signs and t-shirts say?
A wide variety of things. I could say, you'll have to wait and see, but a variety of things. Just look, I'm trying to think now. I've done so many and I'm so tired. There's a little sort of thank you by way of thanks to Anthony Gormley. There's a picture of my son, who weirdly enough is actually called Sam Taylor Ward, which was not done deliberately because of Sam Taylor Ward. It's because my surname's Ward, my partner is Taylor, and we just decided on Sam. There's a picture of him. There's a few sort of little, hopefully amusing captions, little bits of comments on the current state of Brit art, which you can read and take at your face value and interpret it the way you want. Overall, I would say that the combination of sort of the lavatory, the tent I've told you about, the placards and the t-shirts, hopefully something, a message will come across through that. But as to what it is, that's for the observer to interpret for themselves.
And why have you chosen all those things to do on the plinth?
I suppose because my two best friends who live in London, who I've known for ages, we all work in the NHS, and nurses, one of my friends is a doctor, but we do have a very sort of crude sense of humour which allows us to get through any stress, and I think the French put it best when they said that the British seem to find anything below the waistline incredibly amusing, and that's the same with us, I suppose. Lots of lavatory humour, toilet humour, which might not be the highest of arts, but I think it's got a place as valid as anything else. And also, I mean, I've watched quite a lot of the other people on the plinth, and given that it's such a unique opportunity, I'm quite aware that Tony Gormley said that, you know, there's no wrongs, there's no rights. But I suppose I've been a little bit disappointed that people who've sort of turned up and done nothing, I mean, that's their right, I'm not complaining, but I don't think I could allow myself to do that. And I didn't want to bring into it any sort of ideas about, specifically about charities or any issues such as beekeeping or what else have they had up there, I'm trying to think. Other things like that. So I just thought it would be a great idea just to be a bit colourful and a bit cheeky. As I say, it's not a criticism, but I would say a lot of the people who have applied, you could term as sort of middle class, white, and a lot of art, I think. People are put off by art because they see, or modern art, because they see it as sort of something other that can't be interpreted and that they can't say. So in a way, I'm sort of wanting to turn that on its head and try and be artistic and creative, but whilst acknowledging it's down to a baser level, I want to sort of reclaim the plinth for the hoi polloi, if you like. But as I say, I think my ideas are as valid as anybody else's, and given the uniqueness of this occasion, yeah, I think it's a good time just to go over the top maybe a bit and let rip, so to speak.
And what impact would you like to have by going up on the plinth and doing the things that you're doing?
Bring a little bit of sunshine into people's lives, hopefully put a smile on somebody's face somewhere, whether it be in the square or watching on the internet. And for people to just think that art doesn't have to be deadly serious and to be analysed rigorously and to be sort of, you know, examined to the nth degree to have deeper meaning that only a select band of people can understand. I think art should be there for everybody, and as I say, I would remain ambiguous with what I'm trying to say, because that's up to the person who sees it. If it means something to them, that's great. If that thing contradicts what I'm trying to say, it doesn't matter, both are valid. And just as I say, just to put a smile on people's faces, and Yeah, I was thinking of something as well, and my mind's gone blank. What was the question again about the what impact? There is a tiny serious element to this, which I'll not reveal now because that's at the end. But as I say, I think mainly humour and getting people finding this artwork a bit more accessible.
If you were able to tell us, no one would know about it before you do it because this won't be heard.
Right.
Would you like to?
I mean, I haven't even told my sort of close friends. They all know it sort of revolves around toilet and lavatory humour, but at the very end, just as a surprise, I've just got a few statistics, well, two or three, just to highlight how many people in the world sort of don't have access to proper sanitation. So although I'm making a joke about toilets and diarrhoea and stuff, it's quite a shocking statistic to think that 2.6 billion, I think it is, have no access to sanitation. And in the 1 hour that I'm actually on the plinth, I think it'll be something like 194 little children under five will have died directly because of poor sanitation and diarrhoea. So whilst I'm not advocating any charities at all, I just wanted to sort of have a little twist in the tale, I suppose, in that I'm wanting to have 58 minutes of you know, bringing a bit of silliness, a bit of colour, a bit of laughter into it. But I just wanted to end on a note and have people just go away thinking, you know, I think sometimes art with a little twist in the tail as well can really make you think twice. So I just wanted to do that at the end. As I say, I've not told anybody because it's a little surprise. But just to sort of having hopefully achieved my aim of lightening things up and putting a smile on people's faces, I just want to end it by reminding people that, okay, we might laugh at these toilet things, but in other parts of the world, it's not a laughing matter.
Do you think it is important to use art to convey important messages like that, or is it just something you've chosen to do today from the plinth?
No. I think arts can should enter every part of life. Certainly has done with me. It's because over the years I've sort of collected sort of quotes which I put in a book, which very sadly I can't even find at the moment because I've so much rubbish, just to do what is art, what does it mean? And after all these years, I think the best answer was given to me by a very close friend, Karen, who just said empathy. I think it sort of can transform somebody into things beyond words, and being able to use a crude cliche, you know, allow somebody to walk in somebody else's shoes for a while, or touch somebody on a very spiritual, emotional level without the use of words. And I can't understand anybody who denigrates art, because I think it's just got such a power to speak to what do you want to call it, our soul, our spirit, our inner psyche, whatever. I just think it's got a very strong and valuable part to play in everybody's life. I know it certainly has with me, and tied in with my idea about sort of trying to get more people interested in it, and that you don't have to be, you know, an intellectual. Art is for everybody, and if you can use it to convey any sort of message, then that's fine.
Where did your interest in art come from?
I've always been interested in art. I remember I was the youngest of three children. My brother was very, very creative. He did a lot of drawing and writing, and I suppose I took it from him. I was drawing sort of portraits from about the age of five or six. Absolutely loved art, and then developed an interest in photography for art O level. And took up art A level. Very sadly, I suppose my one regret now is that I really wish I could turn back the clock and say to myself, as a 16-year-old, pursue a career in something that you feel passionate about and enjoy, and I would have done something to do with art or literature or culture or music, something like that. because of the career I've chosen. How can I say this? Very disillusioned with. And I suppose that's tied in a way as well. Subconsciously, myself being a nurse, the less, what shall I say, the less wholesome aspects of being a nurse revolving around certain lavatorial aspects, I suppose that's evident in today's piece of work that I'm producing.
What are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Well, there's the old cliches of health and that. My priorities have changed because I never thought I would have any kids, and then I got my little boy 6 years ago, which was a huge shock. It turned my life upside down, and now I love him to bits. And it sounds like an old cliche, and it's probably better expressed through work art than me rabbiting on here. But he's the most important thing in my life, and I love him to bits, and hopefully he'll know that, because there is a t-shirt telling him that when I'm up there. And apart from that, yeah, my friends, my family, and on a sort of more materialistic side, yeah, I love my music and reading and writing, but yeah.
To finish, because it's nearly time for you to go up.
To panic.
Being someone who has seen some of Gormley's work and likes it, and having lived in London, what does it mean to you to be a part of this project going up on the plinth?
Oh, absolutely everything, because it combines a lot of things. Yeah, the Gormley aspect, because I've been an admirer of his work for a long time. London, as I think I put on my entry on the internet site, it is really my spiritual home. I moved here in 1994, lived here for 12 years, and unfortunately, for personal reasons, I had to move up north, but I really have a strong pining, a strong yearning to return back to London, which is only sort of stopped, prevented by the property prices, really. But I really do hope in my heart of hearts that I will return here, because it's just so vibrant, it's so alive, and it's just the best place to be, and I miss it each day, yeah, every single day, and I'm so thrilled to be back, even if it's only for a little while.
Great, thank you.
Hopefully I didn't